You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Guardians are in town, the first time these teams have met since last year's ALDS. Some lingering feelings, some thoughts on the series. Smiling because we got some big baseball games coming, but nobody's smile is bigger than Heather Parks.
And no, this is really triggered. So I had no idea.
You didn't?
No, that you were so...
expressed my love for cemeteries in the past. Maybe not.
Oh, it was going on 5 years now. It was well before this. I would remember this.
I don't know, but the biggest news, the best news I've heard all day is that QR code.
You can have a QR code on your gravesite telling the story of your life.
Can you add it to people who have passed a long time ago already? Like, could
I'm sure
I go?
You could.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean,
you got a new project.
Yeah.
I've got to go put a QR code on all of my family members.
So I did get a text from a friend of mine. Hi, John, listening to you as we are heading to a funeral in Ohio for my old football coach. Tell Heather to add a QR code on her headstone. You can put as much of your personal story as you want. And then he followed it up with Nancy texted this his wife so that I'm not distracted driver. Thanks, Todd. I had no idea you were... into cemeteries like that, or that's where you would go to find baby names.
Have you ever walked a cemetery?
Oh, sure.
I mean, yes. They're beautiful. They're peaceful.
I want to clarify. A cemetery that you don't have a family member buried at.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best.
No,
Not always the best.
I've never done that.
Some, you got to go to like the really old ones.
So you'll like see a cemetery, pull over and go, I'm going to spend some time walking through this.
Okay. It's been a while since I've done that, but during the pandemic, I got really big into cemetery walks, and I think I visited all of the ones in my area.
So if you were on a family vacation and you drove past a cemetery, now for us it's always the kids hold their breath until we get past the cemetery, the old thing you do.
Yeah.
Would you tell Colin, hey, stop, I want to walk through this cemetery?
Depending on what we were doing and if we had an agenda. If it was just kind of like a leisurely drive,
yeah.
Sure.
John,
yeah.
How would Lisa respond if you pitched that to her while you guys were driving?
I think she would look cross-eyed at me.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I mean, I get the curiosity. And somebody brings it up on Twitch about like looking at a date on the cemetery. And it says, I get what Heather's saying. You ever look at other graves and see things like 1926 to 1945. And it makes you curious who this person was and what took them out.
Exactly. And you want to know more about this. Name an old name. Oliver Johnson, right? Like, who was this guy? How, like... kind of life did he live? How did he die?
OJ?
Or there's women who are like, mother of 10.
That would be
like
a hell of a QR code.
Could you imagine OJ Simpson's QR code? Who gets to write these, by the way? Is he going to saint, hero?
Maybe, yes. Like this guy in Dear John who was getting ready for his end of life plans. Maybe he could write it himself. Maybe I could write mine.
You could narrate yours. So when they push the button.
Well, that's what I wanted.
You want to narrate your own gravestone?
Oh, then maybe not that, but some. I always pictured somebody's voice. You know, Heather Park was born.
Whose voice? Yeah,
we missed this opportunity. Morgan Freeman.
Better do that fast. How old is he?
The voice of Jesus.
Hey, while he's still alive, I mean, he could really rake in some extra money on this.
Here lies Heather Park.
Yes. You could gather in my pavilion and take a listen.
Yes. And you wouldn't have to worry about the weather because you would be sheltered.
Pack a lunch.
You could sit there and pack a lunch. Pack a lunch.
You'll be here a while.
And some time.
Yes!
How long is this audio narration?
I mean, it depends when I die, right? Obviously, if I live till 80, it's going to be a lot longer. So,
Nolan in Rochester, you can relate. You're on 97.1.
Heather, yeah, I slightly agree with you that they're kind of peaceful. I'd say the older ones are more peaceful than the more recent ones are a little bit more eerie to me. But I did this project for school, worst class I ever took, and it was an elective class where I had to go to a cemetery and record 100 tombstones from a certain date range. Mm-hmm. And when I went there, I thought I'd feel kind of out of place and eerie, but something about learning about all the names and their history and stuff was kind of cool and fascinating. And you'd be surprised, like I learned a lot from the class, not that I wanted to, but a lot about the tombstones will tell you more than you think about like what kind of job they had, where they grew up, their family history, stuff like that, and really how wealthy they were. So QR code is kind of cool. I'd say it's a little bit more eerie for the recent people, though.
Yeah, maybe, but I agree with you.
I mean, for historical perspective, sure. I mean, I think that would be interesting. And Lisa actually texted me. She said, "I like historical cemeteries. Walked through some in Boston and New York City." So, I mean, I get that, and it does make you wonder, when they lived, like the date range. What did they do? What were they going through? What was the country going through at that time? And what was their place in the world?
History. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm taken aback by I had no idea you were such a big fan of cemeteries. Or two, that you would look for baby names in a cemetery.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I guess it makes all the sense.
Names right there.
It does make all the sense in the world. And obviously with the names that you know, I've used for kids. They are older names. Mm-hmm. They were from like Lucille.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was my grandmother. Ruby was her sister, and they obviously have headstones. Mm-hmm. Ellie is my mom. So no headstone yet.
But the names you've chosen are older old fashioned names.
Yeah. You could have found them in a cemetery.
Yeah. Could have. Sure.
John, this resonates with you. What's up?
Hey, I'm looking at Heather Clark totally different now. But anyway, I'm a professional driver. I used to do tours for a company I used to work for. I won't name the company, but anyway. So the company decided to have a cemetery tour, and they asked me to drive it. And I'm like, fine. Nobody's going to show up anyway. Nobody's going to be here. We had to turn people away. $60 bucks a head to get on a bus, and we drive through the cemetery and tell fake spooky stories. Some stories are true about some people that were there, but they paid $60 a head. The bus holds 45 people. We had to turn people away. Wow. Next time we did 2 buses. Crazy, weird people. They probably like scary movies too and other kind of weird stuff. It's spooky stuff. It's not for, I mean, it's okay, but to me, it's not my cup of tea. I drove and had my headset in. I didn't want to be part of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
John, I can't believe this. Turning people away
for,
And as he says, fake stories even.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You could even go, I think this might actually be something that you need.
What
not just the QR code, but it could be the Princess Leia R2-D2
hologram.
Oh. So you know, there's a button you push, and then out comes a hologram of
Greetings.
Heather Park.
And I'm going to
steal some of these ideas from Twitch, and I'm going to kind of put them together in my own mind. On if you push the button on a Tuesday or Thursday, you could read the two Grand Slam. Like you could have pre-programmed days of the week,
mm-hmm.
and you know people could come there for a variety of trivia questions.
I'm not looking for that.
It's part of your story.
It's part of, but she's going to tell it her way.
Uh-huh.
But you could have different messages, different days. You could.
It's extreme. I could.
It's extreme.
How do you feel about the hologram? How do you feel about the hologram?
I don't love
Most
that.
Most people
what?
Would think the pavilion is a little extreme.
The pyramid?
Yeah. But no, the hologram is extreme.
That's where we draw the
line.
The
two grand stem is extreme.
Okay, there's a lot of things moving around here. the moving parts. The baby names. Heather, Ticket Texture puts it so succinctly. The internet has thousands of names. You don't need to go to a cemetery to get inspiration for baby names.
I know, but you see how they were put together first in middle names from an older generation. And then it just sparks curiosity about that person. And maybe that name resonates with you. I know you can look online. It's different, though, than when you're out in nature walking around.
Yes.
It's different.
I get Inspired it. I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Mark in Detroit, wrap us up.
Yeah, so I had a story about a cemetery. So my mom went with my grandma to my great-grandpa's funeral, which was on the east side of the state. And so they went to the cemetery and everything. And as they're leaving the cemetery, my grandma goes, points out a couple of grave sites and says, yeah, that's where my grandma and grandpa are buried. And my mom goes, oh, yeah. And my grandma goes, yeah, he killed her. And my mom was like, what? And she goes, yeah, he held her upside down in a rain barrel and drowned her, holding her by her ankles. And then she continued and said, then he got away with it, and he got married again, and he killed his second wife with an axe and was arrested for that. He died in prison, but then he was buried next to his first wife, who he killed because they had already bought the burial plots.
So this is why you have a QR code, so you could get the backstory.
Oh, my gosh.
It made me think of it because when Heather was saying, oh, yeah, you never know the stories and everything. Yeah, you never do. And this was in our own family. And, you know, my mom shared this with me when I was like 30 because she was like, OK, I got to tell someone about this story. And I was like, yeah, so you never know. Could be two people laying next to each other. One of them killed the other one.
Wow. Wow.
And this is where you're going to find your next baby name.
I apologize for
laughing. The absurdity of it, though.
Yeah, but just think of the strength it would take to hold somebody by their ankles.
In a rain barrel.
Yikes.
We are going
to
move
on. To have a rain barrel.
A long time ago,
John.
We're going to move on, but Heather, I'll pass some of these along to you. People are recommending...
Doubles is bobbing for apples.
Oh, John. People are sending Heather some famous cemeteries she should visit, like bucket list cemeteries for her to take a stroll through. So we'll pass those along to you. We'll move on. 97.1.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.